The photo of our flowers from the garden are to remind us of natural. And I think one of the interesting things about meditation training and the spiritual path overall is natural. That it's natural. It's as natural as these flowers. It didn't start out like this. They didn't start out with their stunning beauty and their scent that is so alluring and inviting and causes a smile, at least to me, causes a smile. And those of us who give flowers to others or grow flowers or, or just appreciate, appreciate them. It's reminding us of path. It's reminding us also of the path, inclusive of the path of meditation. We didn't start out, in presence. If we did, that's we wouldn't be meditating. Right. So that's I just want to come back around to natural. What is a natural state? Well, the natural state includes the gifts of change, the gifts of transformation. And so on Tuesday, we brought up from the retreat infusion, transmutation, right? Leading to transmutation or transformation, depends on what part of us, inner, outer, and secret that we are talking about, leading to a transfiguration. And that transfiguration being that it is, really brand new and can't go backwards. We've talked about that before. Well, none of us can go backwards to who we were before and the craziness that we were living from before. We have a little more sanity, a little more, or a lot more, sanity and loving kindness for self and others. So that transfiguration required a transmutation, which started out as an infusion and being exposed to certain ideas and thoughts and practices, and then using them, applying them, called contemplation, called reflection, called pause, called notice, usually not notice, called soften and open. Excuse me. And that's what these flowers did. From their seed, a hard shelled seed. Our personality is our hard shell. And the solidity of our thoughts and what we believe and our habits and habits of consciousness and our preferences. I mean, think about that. Watch that through today. Today, that's our joyful activity. Watch these preferences and therefore our avoidances, what we like and don't like. Watch them at play. Holy mackerel. And see if there's more than, a minute or two that these are not the active agents. So again, natural. Natural. Because even that feels really natural. Feels really natural to like a certain kind of tea or whatever it is, or a certain kind of person, or a certain kind of politics, certain kind of ideas, certain kind of interests. It feels pretty natural to like those, and it feels pretty natural to not like other kinds of this or that. We smile. We smile. There's so much to discover. There's so much to explore. We are a very interesting aggregation of things, you know? I'm speaking to myself. I'm not projecting here. I'm speaking to myself. We are smiling, eyes open, eyes wide open, and just being here now. What has changed? Impermanence. I mean, it's an amazing thing, right? I know someone who, in less than 2 weeks, this person moved. Maybe it was three. This person moved completely, lock, stock, and barrel. And in less than 3 weeks, has got somebody else living with him. Boom, done, impermanence. And it wasn't planned. It is the point there. So we smile. It's amazing, right? Being a human being. It's really quite a trip. Who needs drugs? Alcohol, who needs it? And to have that fluidity of that example for that person, to have that fluidity, that's natural. You see, back to natural. Change is natural. Flow is natural. What is unfolding in us? What are the opportunities being presented? Right? The flower has to break free. It's constantly breaking free of a previous state of becoming. Really, really think about that with the plant kingdom. Constantly breaking free of their current, i.e., previous current state, to unfold into a fuller state. It's amazing. So our contemplation can and probably has moved into a settled state. It has transmuted, it has unfolded. And it continues to unfold, doesn't it? And it flows and it's fluid. And things pop in and things flow out. And this natural radiance of being, that is our state, has helped us recognize when we are not in this state. How marvelous. And that this natural radiance of being effortlessly flows out. And flows on the wind on the rays of the sun, limitlessly, without any boundary or hindrance. And so we smile and breathe with our being. And how marvelous that we can know that that's the case. We are breathing with all beings. So, see if you want to take on that musing and observation of our preferences, likes and dislikes through the day. Would be some interesting discoveries there. Love you all. Create your day.